This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Over 9,000 people experienced homelessness on a single January night in the Denver area. That's according to the latest point-in-time count. Jamie Reif is head of the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative. She says the annual count shows an almost 32% increase from last year.
We anticipated that this would probably happen because of the fact that a lot of our emergency rental assistance and a lot of those protections during the pandemic era have since ended. And so a lot of people that were either on the edge or were housing unstable have unfortunately fallen into homelessness.
Over a full year, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Denver is likely closer to 28,000. Denver Public Schools has released video of a closed school board meeting where members voted to bring back school resource officers. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports a judge ruled in favor of media outlets that sued for access.
Tensions flared between board members and Superintendent Alex Marrero throughout the four-hour session. Some said armed officers on campus would themselves pose a safety threat. But Marrero told members that then-Mayor Michael Hancock said he would issue an executive order to put officers back in schools with or without the board's support. The board banned school resource officers in 2020. They'll now return to several campuses next school year. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
Colorado State Patrol is cracking down on seatbelt use for the rest of the month. Troopers will begin the midsummer clicker ticket campaign today. You're listening to CPR News. Coming up next, more All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us. Stay right here.